Because today is about healing our wounds with wisdom and compassion. And the wisdom is going to come from our mindfulness practice. The compassion is going to come from our heart practice. Simple as that. Not any more complicated than that. In that way, yes, ma'am.
So I have four small children, and I'm aware of my own trauma. And I would love for them to be able to know that some of the things that happen are because of that. But I'm not sure at what age is it appropriate to bring up to them, like, talk about your own trauma and how that's affecting your parenting in a way that's not going to make them feel as though it's their fault, but also have an explanation as to why certain things are the way they are within our family realm.
Right. Well, I think you might want to trust yourself as to when and if that's appropriate. My main answer would be the change you want to see. Do it by who you are and how you be and how you relate, not so much have to explain it. Explain it in a way that they feel the shift in you from your own healing.
That's but you said it would have been helpful for you to know. You said it would have been helpful for you to know what your father had been through in order to explain
the right time and the right way.
So I was just curious.
But my father wasn't in any process of recovery or healing, and my whole family was in complete denial of that. So I don't think it takes place in isolation necessarily, pluck out of the sky and go, your father is suffering from PTSD and I'm 5 years old.
Right.
I mean, maybe if we were all in a integrated process at that point. So I think you use your judgment as to what feels right. But my basic context would be first just be that way in a healing way. And then at the appropriate time, you might share your story with them. In a way that they could hear it in a helpful way. When that is, you know, trust your own gut. But to do it just to do it, I don't know that that necessarily is that. But yes, I think it is helpful to honor that. I mean, it would have been nice if my dad said, you know, Paul, the reason I have nightmares is because I went through the trauma of war and it was terrible. But he was protecting me from that in the same way he was protecting himself from that. And that's the point. This is the whole point here is that two kinds of suffering, what we do to protect ourselves from the trauma actually keeps us caught in it. What we do to protect ourselves from the trauma actually keeps us caught in it. That's
the paradox. So he thought he was protecting you from it, but it really was just prolonging your own.
Both. I mean, I've done my own workshop. Why didn't he share with us? Because, you know, because in some way he subconsciously, you know, how do you tell a six-year-old about trauma of war? I mean, it's just not something that you do. So let's do the compassion. We'll talk afterwards, okay? And then we're going to take a break. So close your eyes, please, or I invite you to close your eyes if that feels comfortable. We're going to take a break in a minute. Just want to, talking about all this pain and suffering, the good news is we have a heart of compassion that can hold it. We have a part of us that doesn't need to get rid of it, that doesn't judge it, doesn't blame it, doesn't shame ourselves for it. And this is the work of Kristen Neff, who also of Sharon Salzberg, on loving kindness and compassion and heart practices. This, again, are the Buddhist teachings. See the truth. See the truth of suffering and greet it with compassion. And Pema Chodron. We're going to do two simple exercises. The first is Pema Chodron, Tonglen, of just take a breath, open the heart, breathe in and out of your heart. That's the connection. That's what compassion is. It's connection. Not getting rid of. It's honoring the truth. Connection with ourselves, with each other. The heart of compassion. And when I suggest close the eyes, you don't have to. Whatever's comfortable for you at this point in the day, do what works for you. And breathe in and out of your heart center. And think of someone in your life that you care about, that maybe one part of their life is a struggle, they suffer, it's difficult in their mind, in their body, in their heart, in their life, in their relationships. They're having a hard time. And you care. We're not fixing it. We're not curing it. We're not getting rid of it. We're caring about it. Like you would a friend whose loved one died and you visit them at the funeral home. And you're just there to let them know, I care. My heart is with you. You're not alone. I feel your pain. I'm not taking it on. I'm not taking it away. I'm connecting to it. So you're not alone. And we do that by welcoming it and breathing that pain, that suffering into our heart. And when we breathe out compassion. So we're learning not to push it away. We're learning to take it in. We're starting to trust we have a part of us, the degree to which we can let in that suffering without traumatizing ourselves, without creating more fear or resistance at your own rate. To let the heart open to take in the suffering of a loved one, of a friend, and to breathe out compassion so you have a sense of the power of that caring heart. So breathe it in, breathe out compassion. It's a training. We have to practice. We've been conditioned to shut the heart down, not to open it. We've been conditioned to avoid and run away from the truth of suffering, not welcome it. So let's be gentle in opening our heart to the degree that we're comfortable and welcome, breathe it in. Breathe out compassion. And I invite you, if you feel comfortable, pick one aspect of your challenge, of your life, of your wound, of your healing journey, to bring compassion to breathe in, to breathe out. I care about my pain. May I be free from suffering. May I be kind to myself. The degree to which I can be aware now that there is maybe a part of me that's scared and helpless and needs love. I see you. My heart opens to you. Twisted an F on the sheet I've given you has a three-part process. The first is just recognizing, acknowledging, I'm having a hard time with this. So the people who shared initially and all of us who could relate to the struggle of wanting to heal and trying and seemingly coming up against the wall again and again. I'm having a hard time with this. This is really hard. That's an acknowledgement. This is part of being human. This is what the Buddha taught about suffering, the truth of suffering. Second is, you're not alone. We're all in it together. This is the universal truth. Unfortunately, in our culture, our society, the amount of, I didn't go through the litany of trauma and abuse in our society. But we're not alone. Whatever our story, whatever our traumas, whatever the effects, we're not alone. So it's part of being human. It's universal. It's not just us. And can I be kind to myself? Can I embrace my wound? Can I have compassion for myself? It takes practice. Gentle practice. Patient practice. So we breathe it in, we breathe out compassion.
Just imagine holding yourself in your heart, giving yourself the compassion that you need. Letting whatever part of you that's in pain know that you see them, that you hear them, that you care, that you give them space. As much space as they need. Breathe in and out. Kindness to yourself. See, you can't do this wrong. This isn't about what you do. This is about how you be with yourself. And it takes a training to look within. Open the heart. Breathe it in. Breathe out compassion. May I be kind to myself. May I be gentle. May I give myself the compassion that I need. If it feels comfortable, you can put your hand on your heart or on the part of your body that you want to connect with, that just to acknowledge, I'm breathing you in, I'm welcoming you. This is what I mean by healing your relationship with yourself. This is what wholeness is. This is what healing is. It's embracing painful truth with love and compassion. Just as in mindfulness, we come back again and again to the breath, again and again to the moment, again and again to the now, to be present. Here too, keep the heart open, welcome, compassion. And sense that in this room of everyone who came here today with the courage and the willingness and the openness to explore and be with their own truth, their own wounds, but just like you, they too want peace, they want happiness, they want compassion. Just like you, they have wounds that have caused suffering. So we're all in it together. Also very important to acknowledge, no one is to blame, especially ourselves, for our struggles. Doesn't mean we don't take responsibility for it and open to it, but no one is to blame. Sense the willingness to be with things as they are, with kindness and compassion, a welcoming, embracing, embodying. The resource of your own safety, recognizing you have choices and resources now that you're cultivating and developing that you didn't have before, that you can bring to be with the suffering, the trauma, the pain, in a new way. So before we take a break for 10 to 15 minutes stretch, I just want to share one more thought that is important to illustrate again. Are people familiar with 12 steps recovery? So step one is simply acknowledging the truth of suffering. Hi, my name is, and I'm a X or Y, I'm codependent, I'm an alcoholic. Not to define yourself by it, but to express the truth of it. And you're in a group of people who can relate and who are holding the space and who are listening and not judging and not trying to fix you. And so you're taking refuge. It's a refuge for you to be with your own truth, your painful truth. And that's step one, that's the first step. The first step in healing your trauma too is to recognize it and to relate to it in an accepting way. You don't go to 12 steps and go, I got to get out of here, I don't want to be an alcoholic. No, I am. This is the truth. And now I can begin recovery. Same principle. Welcome it. See the truth of it. Acknowledge it. And it is a teacher. All of those teachers, myself included, can't sit here if it wasn't the gift of our pain and suffering. Even if we fought it and hated it and resisted it and all the suffering it caused and all the, but over time you learn something, hopefully. And all I will say is thank God for the Dharma. Thank God for Buddha. Thank God for meditation. Thank God for a whole host of supports that I've had along the way, of which I think mindfulness and compassion have been the most powerful to help me be with my painful truth in a healing way, which I have subsequently come to understand therapeutically, scientifically, clinically, medically, psychologically, is the medicine. And if you were if this was an audience of medical doctors or therapists, I would have slides and PowerPoints to show you why what I just said to you is true. But luckily, we're just going to meditate, and you'll have to trust me, I'm a doctor. In any event, let's take a little bit of a break. We'll probably break for lunch at around 1 o'clock, is my guess, if that's okay. Okay? Thank you, and stay present, and stay with your heart open, and stay with compassion, and stay with connection, and stay with safety.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.